Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What we found is that there are neighborhoods and municipalities that needed assistance in implementing this law. And our county clerk was gracious enough to put forward the idea of funding a program where we could go out and sort of be a mobile unit to go to municipalities and help them deal with these properties. So that's what we've been doing since about June of last year. And actually, one of the things that we noticed is that we get a lot of complaints in from the neighbors, and we wanted to be more proactive in making sure they understand what's happening with these houses. And that's why we're rolling out the zombie watch program. We're putting properties in we're putting signs in front of properties so neighbors know where to file complaints, so they know where to let us know when positive things are happening, when negative things are happening with the property, so they can reach out to us so we have more communication and we can reach out to then code enforcement and make sure they know what's happening. One of the things that we found, we've been getting a lot of compliance with the banks, but sometimes compliance isn't always in the best way. For example, we have banks going out to properties and they're fixing them the way they're supposed to, but they're not pulling permits. And code enforcement doesn't know until after they've already gotten there and the thing has been done. So with neighbors' help, when we know that the bank is out here doing work, we can reach out to code enforcement and say, hey, did they pull the proper permits? Are they doing this in a way that's safe to the neighborhood? Have they checked for asbestos and cleaned up mold? So that's why we're really pushing for neighborhood involvement with this zombie watch program. We'll be sending letters to the neighbors to keep them abreast of the situation as it evolves, because we know that once a property is in compliance one time, this is an evolving situation. It may be not in compliance in a couple of months, and we want to make sure that they can let us know, or even let us know when good things are happening, so we can let our bank partners know when they're being good partners with us. So we're really, really appreciative of the work that we've gotten done and the partnerships that we've had, and we're really looking forward to holding more banks accountable.
Thank you, Kate. With that, this property has been sitting here vacant and abandoned. The foreclosure began in the clerk's office in 2012, nearly 8 years, in one of the most affluent communities in Western New York. I want to bring Ed Rath to the microphone. He was part of the leadership on the legislature that helped us approve and secure the contract to hire Western New York Law Center. Ed?
Thank you very much. I'm legislator Ed Rath, representing the 6th District, which is Amherst, Clarence, and Newstead. And I want to thank Mickey Kearns, as well as Kate Lockhart, for their leadership on this zombie property initiative. This has been a problem across all of our communities for many, many years. As I have walked door to door and experienced and seen firsthand zombie properties in Amherst, Clarence, and Newstead, I've seen the impact that it has on the residents. The public safety is at risk for people who live at or near zombie properties because of the rodents and the disease that may come with the zombie properties. These are hangout locations for kids in high school. This is also a significantly depreciation of the real estate value of the residents in this area. So zombie properties are a huge problem. And this started several years ago when Mickey and I were together in Spalding Lake, of all communities, where there was a zombie property that was about a 7,000 square foot house. That was my first experience at this. And then we started to advocate and work together to fight the zombie properties, to put the pressure on the banks, to partner with the residents, because they know best where the problems are in their communities. And one of the things that we did was, by putting pressure on the banks, started to rid our neighborhoods of this incredible challenge that they face. And we started the process with the neighbors, and Kate Lockhart and her team finishes the process. So this is a great next step to put the communities on notice, to partner with Mickey. And my legislator colleagues and I are proud to have the resources and give it to Mickey and to Kate to get this work done this year. Because as you can see behind us, this is about as bad as it gets in beautiful Clarence. And we're going to fight with everything we have to get this property back sold and back cleaned up and back onto the tax rolls where it belongs, so the residents can be safe and proud of all of their neighborhood. So thank you very much, Mickey. I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you for your leadership.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. This, I always say, you not only buy the house, you buy the community. And some of the community leaders who are on the ground, who get the complaints, we have been working with them. We have reached out with them, sat down, made sure that they have a voice when it comes to this. Their code enforcement officers go out to the community. They take the complaints every day for the neighbors. They sometimes in the past did not get feedback unless they called directly a legislator or Kate or myself. So what we're doing is, by putting up the signs, we're working with great leaders like the Supervisor Casilio here, who I'd like to bring him up and say a few words about how we've been working together on this initiative.
Thank you very much. My name's Pat Casilio. I'm the Supervisor of the Town of Clarence. Thank you, Western New York Law, for your help. Mickey, when we were in Spalding Lake several years ago, we had 32 abandoned homes in the Town of Clarence. Now we're down to just a few because of all your hard work and the state law that you moved forward and had changed that helped us combat these houses. And for us, it's first about public safety. Our law enforcement is constantly kicking young people out of these houses. You can see by this garage that it's unsafe for people to be in, but kids are in these houses all the time playing. And it's a shame. A house that the former owner, or the owner of this house, I'm not sure if it's in the mortgage company or not, but the owner of this house is living in Florida. This house could easily be sold for $100,000, $150,000, even in this condition. It wouldn't last hours on the market, and somebody would buy it, rehab it, and put it back on the tax rolls for the Town of Clarence. So we really appreciate the additional efforts you're making to help lessen the amount of houses like this left in town, and I hope you're very successful with your program.
Thank you. So what we're going from, if you remember, we used to shame the banks. Now with the Erie County Clerk's Task Force, we just recently had a meeting with over 50 representatives of banks. Wells Fargo flew in from New York City, many of the service providers. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to find solutions to these problems and make sure that, as the supervisor stated, this is a property that if it hit the market, it would go just based on location. So we're going to continue to do that, but it starts with partnerships inclusive of the neighbors. Once again, we'll be going now to put the sign in the ground. This is the first sign of many signs that will be going up. We will be sending letters to all of the neighbors to let them know to get status so they know where to go. And of course, if you have a zombie property in your neighborhood or even a vacant and abandoned property, please contact my office. You can contact the clerk's office at 858-6985. I'm going to tell you something. You don't really hear this from politicians. I want to know your complaints. I want to know about these properties, because as soon as we know about them, we can work with the elected officials. And remember, there's only so much funding in the state. Attorney General's office, they cannot fund every single community. They usually fund communities where there are a high number of vacant and abandoned properties. But unfortunately, when it comes to zombies, it doesn't discriminate. There's vacant and abandoned properties throughout the community. So with that, we're going to put the sign in. And of course, if you have any questions or concerns, we'd be happy to answer them after we put the sign in the ground. And I know I have to catch up with you after. Okay?
So you want to do the sign first?
Okay.
We can come back here?
Yes, we can come back here.
You want to do the questions?
Let's do the questions. Real quick.
Before the questions, in your press release is the full history of this property here, of when it first was notified to the clerk's office and how we're
gave you
all
almost
to
a
this.
Book. So a lot of the questions, I know it's cold, are probably going to be answered in that. But
he always does this in the cold. Can we talk to him about doing it in the summer?
I know.
First question.
Washington next week and get the award for your outreach centers, but you're also going to try and talk to HUD National. Can you update us on that?
Sure. We've been in contact. I'm going to be in Washington on Monday. The clerk's office, the clerk on the go, out of 6,600 passport agencies, and of course with the Real ID, we're going to be receiving an award, one of five, for innovation passport services. But we were also, in addition to that, looking to meet with the Secretary of HUD, Ben Carson, about an issue in Angola and other issues on what we're doing about how we are being so progressive in Erie County on attacking zombie properties. So we're going to be meeting, we just got word back, we're going to be meeting with some representatives at the local level. But of course, if it doesn't get resolved, we'll continue to push. And if we have to go to Washington to do that, we'll go to Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.